We're holding Tehillim, chapter 18. Chai, Yudchet. Lamnatzeach, to the conductor. Le'eved Hashem Medavid. This is a phrase that King David compiled over the miracles that were done for God's servant, for David. And he praised God with a prophecy. Asher diber l'Hashem et divrei ha'shira hazot, he said before God the words of this song, b'yom itzil Hashem oto mikaf kol oyevav, with regard to the day that God saved him from all his enemies, u'miyat shul him from the sword of Saul. So King David is going to say before us a song which was compiled about the fact that God saved him from all his enemies, and primarily Saul, who was his arch enemy, and he's already an old man, and he's been saved from everything. And nonetheless, he recalls that his worst enemy was Saul. Whenever we have a generalization, and then a specific of that generalization, it's to indicate that that specific was equal to all the generalization. It says, go see the land of Israel and Jericho. Well, Jericho is part of the land of Israel. But Joshua was telling the spies, so as Yeshua was telling them, Jericho is as difficult to conquer as is the rest of the land of Israel. It says King Solomon loved foreign women and the daughter of Pharaoh, to indicate that he loved the daughter of Pharaoh as much as he loved all the other women that he had loved. It says that 19 men were killed together with Asael in one of the battles that King David had. So it's to indicate that Asael was as brave a warrior, he was such a brave warrior that his strength was equal to the other 19. So here too, King David is singing to God for God saving him from all of his enemies and the hands of Saul. Well, Saul is one of his enemies. So this is to indicate that Saul was equal in the trouble that he gave David HaMelech. He was equal to all the other enemies. Vayomar, and David said, Elchamcha Hashem Chizki. I feel compassion and love to you, Hashem, who are my strength. I love you. Hashem, Sal'i umtsudati umfaleti. Hashem, you are my rock. You are my fortress. You are my escape. Eili, my strength. Suri, my rock. Echasebo, I take coverage in you, Hashem. I want you as my coverage. You should be the one giving me shade. You should be the one giving me protection. Magini, you are my shield. Vikeren yish'i. Misgabi, you, Hashem, are the one, you are the horn of my salvation, you are my protector, you are my shield. David HaMelech is saying that it is because that you give me strength, it is because that you allow me to overcome my enemies, that's why I succeed. Notice that this is a recurring theme in David HaMelech's works, that he shows that the strength isn't from him, the strength is from God. This is one of the faults that our parsha is coming to help us overcome. What is the Nazir doing? He's taking away his pride. But one of the issues that mankind has is pride. We take something which isn't ours and we attribute it to ourselves. Pride stems from the fact that we attribute our strengths to ourselves. And that's not to say we shouldn't recognize our accomplishments, but we should recognize how much God's hand was there in our accomplishments. And that's supposed to train a person to be modest. As much as we have done, God has done more. David HaMelech is saying, Hashem, all of my military success, all of the enemies who tried to overcome me and I made it, I've reached this ripe old age, it's all thanks to you that you are my protector. Mehula lekra Hashem, I call out to Hashem with praise in my prayer. Umino ivai vashea, and that's why I was saved from my enemies. Because I'm in constant prayer before you. And because I have such faith that you listen to my prayer, I praise you even before I am saved from enemies. Mehula lekra Hashem. When I call out to Hashem in my times of need, I'm already calling out with praise in recognition of the fact that you will ultimately save me. And in truth, that's what happened to me. Noivai vashea. And I was saved from my enemies. Afafuni chevle mavet. Many a time I was surrounded with the ropes of death. I was surrounded with enemies that were ready to kill me. And troops of people who were not God-fearing, they all scared me, they all attacked, I was surrounded. The pangs of death, sevavuni, were already surrounding me. Kidemuni mokeshe mavet, and the stumbling blocks of death were just before me. I was on the verge of death. Batzaldi, when things were tight for me, when things were bad, ekra Hashem ve'lelokai ashadeya, I pray, I call out before Hashem, I yell to my God, yishma me'echalo kolil. And when I beg and pray, Hashem from his chamber, so to speak, hears my voice, my prayer, v'shabati lefanav tavo, and my calling comes before Hashem. This can be understood figuratively, and this could also be understood literally. We know that Chazal taught us that God has chambers, even though God has no physical place, but we say that there are gates before God, and prayer does have to enter those gates, enter before Hashem. And David HaMelech says, I merited that mine made it in. Vatigash, vatirash haaretz, the earth, David HaMelech says, was shaken. Umosedei arim yorgazu, and the foundations of the mountains, they too, in the depths of the water, they also shook. Vaidgashu gicharalo, they quaked, for God was upset. Ala ashan be'afo. Now, David HaMelech is saying this is a new topic. We're saying that God had the earth rumble and shake. Ala ashan be'afo, and the smoke, so to speak, went up in God's anger when God was angry over Pharaoh. How the esh mipiv tochel, and God sent a fire, so to speak, from his mouth to consume. Gechalim ba'aru mimenu, burning coals came from God. Vayet shamayim vayirad, God tilted the heavens, came down, ba'arafil tachpanav, and there was clouds under his feet. Vayakav ha'kruv vayaof, he went on an angel called a cherub, a kruv, and flew. Vayed al-kanfei ruach, and God flew, got floated, got soared over the wings of wind. Yashet choshech sitros vivotav sukoto, God places the darkness as, so to speak, God's hiding place, and surrounds himself with darkness. And in the darkness of the clouds that surround God, that's how God has the darkness surrounding him. Minoga negdo, but don't think that by God it's really dark. God only uses darkness as a surrounding, as a fence around him. But really by him there is light. Avav avru, the light from God passes through the clouds and shines upon the Egyptians like thunder coming down upon them through the clouds. Barad v'gachaleyesh, as hail and coals of fire came down upon the Egyptians. Vayarem b'shamayim Hashem, Hashem scared them, made thunderous noise upon the Egyptians from heavens. Ve'elyon yiten kolon, the one who is above all, he gives his voice, barad v'gachaleyesh, with hail and burning coals. Vayishlach yitzav ayipitzem, he sent his arrows and scattered the Egyptians. Uvrakim rav vayumim, and many claps lightning to stun the Egyptians. Vayirau afikimayim vaygalu mosodei tevel, and God made the sea split, and the depths of the water, the foundations of all the land were revealed when God made all the waters in the world split. Migaratcha Hashem, from God's roar. Minishmat ruach hapecha, from the wind of your nostrils, which is figurative speech. So all the waters split because God made blew a wind. Yishlach mimahom yikacheni, and God sent his angel to take me. Here King David is referring to the Jewish people. Yamsheni mimayim rabim, he took us out from great waters. Yatzileni mevi, as God saves us, or me, King David is speaking in place of the Jewish people, from a fearful, strong enemy. Umisonai, and from my enemies, kiamtsu mimeni, for in truth they were stronger than me. Yikademuni viyomedi, they try to come forth towards me when I'm in bad times. And nonetheless, even when things are bad for me, God is my support. God took me out to open space. They tried to constrict me, and God gave me open space. And God rescues me. He gives me an escape route because He wants me. He has chosen me. And God gives me according to my righteousness. The Jewish people went into the desert. Take 2 million people, take them out into the desert without food, without water. That's an act of righteousness. That's why God did these special miracles to save them. Kivo yadai, like the cleanliness of my hand, yashiv li, God pays me back. This is something to think about. One of the reasons people have difficulty in praying is because they don't have bo yadai, they aren't clean. When we come to pray, if we're really honest with ourselves, so part of prayer is, who am I? What am I asking of God? Well, who am I that's asking of God? And one of the weaknesses, Pachadu v'tzion chataim, the verse states, the sinners in Zion are fearful. One of the reasons we're scared when things seem to be going in a way that we are displeased with is because we don't have faith in ourselves. We don't have faith that we're deserving of anything better than what we're getting. And David HaMelech was able to stand in prayer, stand against the harshest adversaries, because David HaMelech was able to say, I have clean hands. And he was able to ask God to pay him back as such. And now he's speaking in place of the Jewish people. Now, all of this can be understood the way we said it about the Jewish people in Egypt. It could also be understood about David HaMelech, who was in a situation where Shaul and his men had surrounded the mountain. He was on top, and he had nowhere to run. He was surrounded, and they were on their way up, and he didn't see a way out. And then he offered this prayer, and God sent an angel to tell King Saul that the Philistines had spread out and attacked the land of Israel. And even though King Saul could have captured David HaMelech at that point, he had to turn around and go fend for the Jewish people. God should pay me back according to my righteousness, according to my clean hands. For I have watched the ways of Hashem. I have not been sinful. I have not been wicked and left the ways of Hashem. All of God's laws are opposite me. I always think, what are God's laws? And I don't remove God's statutes from before me. And this is key. If one wants to be a faithful Jew, then one has to think, well, what does the Torah want me to do now? That's the key in being a good person. You think, well, what does the Torah want me to do now? Does the Torah want me to speak this way or that way? I was speaking to someone who told me that his wife gets along very, very well with his daughter-in-law. And he thinks the reason why is because they don't speak the same language. So first I laughed. I thought he was telling me a joke, like they can't talk. And then he told me that he was serious. He said, what happens is, when you're talking a language that you don't know, you have to first think through what you want to say and then translate it. And then think, well, am I saying it right? And by the time you've thought all of that, you realize, hey, maybe I shouldn't be saying this as a mother-in-law, as a daughter-in-law. So he said that one of the reasons he thinks his wife gets along so well with his daughter-in-law is because they don't speak the same language. So they have to think twice or three times before they could actually say a sentence. And this is true. If we'd only think twice or three times before we act, so then we would be able to be in line with this verse. Keeping God's laws opposite us and thinking, well, is this the way I should be behaving? So King David says, and I was whole with God, and I watched myself from sin. And God paid me back according to my righteousness, as my clean hands were before his eyes, so to speak. God recognized my cleanliness, that I was faithful and honest in my ways, so God paid me back from that. Im chasitit chasad, for God does extra kindness with those that do extra kindness to others. Im gval tamim, with those that are whole, titamam, God does whole actions. Im naval, titbar, with the person that is clean and faithful, God is, so to speak, clean and faithful. Ve'im ikesh, and with one that is crooked, titpatal, so God makes things go in an uneven path, also in crooked ways. Ki atam ani toshia, for you, Hashem, you rescue a poor nation. Ve'inayim ramot tashpil, and when you see someone who is haughty, so then you lower them. Ki ata teil neri, you are the one that lights my candle. When David HaMelech had a situation that he was out at war, and Amalek came and captured his family and all the women and children. And then he chased after them, and he caught up to them at nightfall, and he fought them all night long. And God gave him special light. God made it light that he could fight the war throughout the night. So that's what David HaMelech is saying. You're the one that lights my light. Hashem, my God, you're the one that does away with my darkness. Kivcha Arutz Gedud, with your promises, how I could chase after a battalion, and with my God I could leap over a wall. When David came to conquer the city of Jerusalem, so he said, whoever could enter the city of Jerusalem will be my chief general. So Yoab, his nephew, took a young sapling. The city was well fortified, they couldn't enter the city. So Yoab took a young sapling, bent it down, and used it to catapult himself into the city, and single-handedly started conquering the city, and that's how Yoab became his chief general. David HaMelech saw this. That was a different city. That was Luz. That was the city of Luz.
Yeah, it was Luz. Because they said it was your David. They said it was Jerusalem.
Look in the Tanakh.
I think
that was the city of Luz.
Okay.
So this story is about the city of Yevusi, as it says in Divrei Hayomim. You want to see? Perek Yud Ches. It doesn't bring all of the story, the complete story, but over there it says about the city of Yevus, which we know from the end of Shoftim is the city of Yerushalayim. So David HaMelech saw that Yoav made it, and he was upset. How come he's making it into the city to conquer the city, and I'm not? So God made it that the wall was shortened, and David leaped over the wall. So that's what he's saying in this verse. With you, my God, adaleg shuv, I leap over a fortified wall. Ha'el tamim doko, God whose ways are whole, imrat Hashem tzurufa. What God says is clear. Whatever God promises, He does. Magenu l'chol ha'chosim bo, God is a shield for those that have take God as their protector. They take protection in God. Now, you guys are all listening and not saying anything, so you either have respect or you're just tired. But if you look around the world, you should have a lot of questions. Like, these verses seem to preclude the there's no concept of tzaddik v'ralo v'ashav v'tovno. And that's one of the reasons why we say verses of Tehillim before Shmona Esrei, to bring us into a state where we feel comfortable with the way the world is running. But in truth, you look out the window and things don't seem to be so clean. Things don't seem to be so perfect. David is describing a perfect world. If you take faith in God, God will help you out. Okay, well, we look around. There seems to be people who take faith in God and things don't seem to work for them. So there are many answers to that question, but we have to recognize that David HaMelech is speaking as though that question doesn't exist. One of the answers that's given is the Nefesh HaChaim writes that if one were to really focus and really believe that Hashem is the one that's running everything in this world, then nothing could touch him, nothing could harm him. And there are stories that are told about people who did this, even as shortly as 50 years ago in the concentration camps. And there's a story of a person who walked straight in front of the Nazis, walked onto a train, and left, I don't know if it was Germany, and he said, he told his son, this is what we have to do, like the Nefesh HaChaim writes, and no one will harm us. And the story says they got away with it. So anyone can write a story, but this one seems to have a good basis for it. But that's one possible answer. There are many answers. For that, we have to learn the book of Iyo, the book of Job. But we should recognize as we're reading this that this is, the way we're reading it is an oversimplification. David HaMelech isn't oversimplifying, we are in our reading of David HaMelech's words. Yeah?
David HaMelech is writing. He's writing from his perspective. He's writing for for generations to follow. He is writing for generations to follow. Is he just writing his praises for Hashem?
But these praises were written for all of us.
And he has that in mind. He's writing for all of them.
Yeah, because these were... Not everything David HaMelech said was written. What was written was things that were for all time, and not all of this is David HaMelech's works. There were 10 compilers of Tehillim. David HaMelech was one of them.
I seem to understand that you say that if we have an unswerving faith, if we have an absolute faith, have some joy in everything, we won't be harmed. However, Yoav was harmed. He had faith, incredible faith. And he was hurt.
So, two things. Firstly, that question really needs to be dealt with in Eov. And secondly, I think that the level of focus that the Nefesh HaChaim is talking about is a special level, which I'm not sure a person can maintain 24/7. maybe for a short period of time. But we see that there are levels which a person can maintain only for a certain period of time. Like the Rambam writes, no prophet other than Moshe was a prophet to the end of his days. At some point he came down off it. But the truth is that this deserves a much longer discussion, which maybe if one day we get to learn Eel, we'll merit to have that discussion. For what God, what forces there in the world other than God? And what rock is there that one can rely on other than God? The strength, the God who really girdles me with strength. And He's the one that guided me in a whole path. He strengthens my feet like the feet of Ayal, call it a ram, and he allows me to stand on my elevated platforms. David HaMelech was able to stand proud because God gave him the strength and the ability to do so. God teaches my hands how to go to war, and my arms were able to stretch out a bow that was made of solid copper. David HaMelech hung up his bows around his palace, so he had bows with copper strings. And the kings, when they would visit him, they'd say to one another, he's just doing that to scare us. No one could pull a rod of copper like that, as though it were a bow, and pull it and shoot an arrow. David HaMelech would say, oh yeah? And he'd pull it off where it was hanging, and he'd pull it, and he'd show them that he could pull this copper pole and use it like a bow. And that's what David HaMelech is saying. God allowed me to pull a bow made of copper. I mean, you usually make a bow of string that'll go boing, right? You can shoot an arrow with. David HaMelech had a bow made of a copper pole. And you gave me your shield of salvation, and your right hand supports me, and you gave me a lot of modesty. Meaning, we can understand it that David HaMelech is attributing his modesty to God. We can understand it that David HaMelech is saying that God dealt with him with a lot of modesty. You widen my step beneath me, and when a person walks baby steps, then it's easier for him to fall. When a person walks a normal size footstep, then he's more balanced. And when a person walks with big steps, then he could fall again. And David HaMelech is saying, God, you widen my footsteps beneath me, and nonetheless, I haven't faltered. I was able to chase after my enemies and catch them, and I didn't return till I finished off my enemies. I squashed my enemies and they weren't able to rise again. They fell beneath my feet. But you girdled me with strength to war. You're the one that makes those who come upon me be subservient beneath me. And you caused my enemies to turn their backs and flee from me. And you allowed me to wipe out my enemies. Yeshahu ben Moshiach. They call out to all their idols and none of them help. Then they turn to God and God says, you put me last on the list. After you called all your other gods, you asked me. I don't answer you now. And I wipe them out like dust that's blown by the wind. Pour them out like the teeth, when one has like mud in his shoes and he pours it out into the street. God, make me be able to make it out of the fights of Israel clean, meaning when the Jews come before me in justice and I have to give ruling, help me that my ruling will be just. I want to make it out clean. Whenever a person has to give halachic ruling, so it's dangerous. When he has to give halachic ruling and there are two people arguing, then it's even more dangerous because he has to say which one's right and which one's wrong, who's going to pay how much. So David HaMelech is saying, God, you help me with all these physical wars. Now when there are wars within the Jewish people and I have to give halachic ruling, who's right and who's wrong, help me over there make it out clean. Make it that I give correct ruling. Kisimeni l'rosh goyim, you're the one that placed me as a head of nations, and I'd much rather have to give ruling between the nations than between my brethren. But my brethren, if I make a mistake on one penny, God, you're going to hold me even more accountable. Hema mechav nachlatecha. Am lo yadati avduni. You gave me success, and that even nations that don't know me put themselves subservient to me. Shem ozen isham uli. They just hear of me, they get scared, and they send me words that of subservience, and foreign nations are so fearful of my kingdom that they lie to me just out of fear, even though I've never done anything to them. And these nations ultimately wither, and David HaMelech is saying their fear should ultimately envelop them because of my ability to overcome them. Allow me to encase them, to conquer them, and then that fear should help me in the conquering of them. Chai Hashem uvaruch tzuri, God is alive. He is the one that does all this. Blessed is my Rak ve'arum lukei ishi, and may my God of salvation be exalted. Akel anoten nekamot li, the God, the powerful one that gives me vengeance. Ve'edber amim tachtai, he placed nations beneath me. Mefaleti me'oivai, he is the one that rescued me from my enemies. Achmin kamay tol memeni, he allows me to overcome those that arise against me. Mish hamas tatzileni, from people who are trying to steal from me forcefully, save me. Al keno decha bagoyim Hashem, therefore Hashem, I praise you, I thank you among nations. Ulshimcha zamera, I sing to your name. Magdil Yeshuot Malkov Osechesed Limshicho, God, you're the one that makes the salvations of your King great. You do kindness to your anointed one, the Davidu Zavo Adonam, for King David and his offsprings forever. I hear there are many midrashim now of this chapter. We ran through the 51 verses of this chapter, but in truth there are many midrashim discussing the Yetzias Mitzrayim and God's salvation of the Jewish people at the time. What we saw is the simple understanding that David HaMelech is speaking about the fact that he's reached a ripe old age, in spite of the fact that throughout his life enemies have tried to overcome him, and now at some point he stops and says, now that I'm an old man and God has saved me from Shaul and all the enemies, I want to recognize, compile the song in recognition of the fact that God is the one that gave me the strength, God is the one that saved me in all these circumstances, God is the one that on the one hand he's filled with light, and on the other hand he doesn't make that light readily available to people. He encompasses himself, he surrounds himself with darkness, and sometimes through that darkness comes out a lightning that, like, God punished the Egyptians. And I, David HaMelech says, in spite of everything, I always had faith that God would save me, and I would praise God within my prayer. When things were going bad, I recognized that God at any minute could turn the tide, and would pray, and within my prayer already praise God because I was confident that He would save me. And in truth, God always saved me. God's ways are just. God always treats people the way they are to others. If a person is humble, then God treats him well. If a person is faithful, then God treats him truthfully. If a person tries to swindle, God treats him in turn. So there is no force in the world to rely on other than God. And therefore, David HaMelech says, I rely on Him. And that's a recurring theme in David HaMelech's work throughout his life. David HaMelech said, save me, God. Ki yachid l'ani ani, I'm alone. I'm a pauper. God, save me. What's he saying? He's the king of Israel. He's got all the battalions. He's got a wealthy family. His father is a great noble. No, David HaMelech always says, I'm pauper. If I have you, God, I have everything. If I don't have you, I have nothing. You're the source of my salvation. You're the one who can make me succeed or fail, and there's nothing else to rely on. And this is something to think about, especially in our day. Many people say that our day, the avodah zarah, is money. A person thinks, I'll have money, I'll have insurance. We always are looking for all kinds of external insurances. Now, there's nothing wrong with buying an insurance plan. It's a good idea to have insurance. A person should have medical insurance. A person should have life insurance. Those are all good things. But a person should know that at the end of the day, his success and failure is in the hands of Hashem, which is what David HaMelech is stressing here at the end of his life. And he's saying that this was the way he lived his life throughout. Yeah?
You said that David HaMelech was sure, even when things were going really bad, that he knew that Hashem was going to save him and it was going to work out. Is that always true? I mean,
the question is, what does work out mean?
I guess so.
We see that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they had faith that God would do what was right, and they said at the same time, we may die. I don't know how to rectify these verses. I do have questions on this, because we know that David HaMelech says in the end of Tehillim, says, Ani amarti v'chofzi kol adam kozer. When I was in a rush, I was running, fleeing, I was surrounded by King Saul and his men, and I thought it was doomsday, I thought it was over. And I said, everyone's a liar. You can't trust anyone. Even Shmuel, who anointed me as king, even he's a liar. Because you see, I'm dead. Where's my kingship now? I'm a dead man. How do you rectify that with this? So you could say a lot of things. But I don't know. I'd like to see where Chazal deal with it. I don't know. I don't know how to rectify the verses. There are places that seem to indicate that David HaMelech thought it was over. I could say different things to answer the question, but that would be me talking. And I think the question is blatant, and I'm sure that Chazal dealt with the question, so why should I say my answer? We have to search and see where Chazal dealt with it. I don't know.
But it looks like David was always a little bit sensitive or afraid of judging somebody, even so, like he says in this verses. So maybe he was a little bit too passive, maybe things took longer because he didn't take action. I don't know, it sounds like he had the character traits from the beginning already. But you can't conclude really maybe things went quicker when he took more apparently.
I don't know, but he is discussing that he had it seems like his description is I always had faith. I don't know.
No.
You know. Yeah.
I think both verses fit perfectly, because as far as I understood the story of one of the main things we ought to learn from the story of David is that he was our greatest king, right? And of his house his father Shem, but he's not a perfect guy. He has to develop. And so there were the usual was that even one who can say with a good consciousness of himself, I had always faith at these sweet moments in life.
I agree 100%. I'll tell you, I'll strengthen your point. The Ramban writes that throughout Tanakh we find generalizations, and the generalizations will glean over specifics that don't exactly fit the generalization. Yes, that's one possible answer. The Ramban shows it from the Torah already. That in the Torah we already have generalizations. And the Ramban says generalizations are generalizations. Even in the Torah they're such. But this is a dangerous concept. So how do you quantify that?
But maybe it's sure not to become desperate when you're in a moment.
You could say many things. It's just a question of how do you understand different verses. Chazal say David HaMelech went to serve idols. Okay, so do we understand that literally or don't we understand that literally? Here he's saying, my faith never faltered. And in other places it says that David HaMelech was on his way to serve idols. So you could say he was on his way, he never did it. But where's his faith there? So there are other ways of answering that question. I'm just saying, whenever we have generalizations, so I automatically ask myself, well, what about all the places that Chazal tells that don't fit with the generalization? So you could answer, this is a generalization. But then you're taking away a lot from David HaMelech and from the whole chapter. You're weakening the strength of the chapter, which might be correct, and maybe not. I don't know.
I guess I want to rephrase my question. David HaMelech has this perfect faith that Hashem's going to get him out of this, right? Right? My enemies are crowding around me and I'm sitting at the table eating, right? Is that faith? I mean, it sounds like, I guess the question, what is faith? I mean, is that something that we should count on? Hashem's going to take care of me?
So I think that's that depends on a person's level. When a person could say everything else that David HaMelech said, when a person could say, I've never cheated anyone, I've never harmed anyone, I've never hurt anyone, I've never faltered in my faith of Hashem and my actions. When I stood up for Shmoneh Esrei, I didn't say God's name in vain, but then a person can really have faith. Whatever's happening to me is the best. I'm going to do my Hishtadlus, but at the end of the day, I know what's happening is the best. But if a person is like the average person, and by the time he's woken up and he's breathed for 30 minutes, he's done more sins than David HaMelech did in his lifetime, and that's hardly an exaggeration. We say God's name in vain almost every time we say it, throughout davening, throughout every blessing we make, improper thoughts. Gemara says there's no person who could say he ends the day without an improper thought. In our speech, we have issues with Lashon Hara, we have Bittul Torah. The Gemara says that the average person has hours of Bittul Torah. So on our level, we can't work with these criteria. We're nowhere near understanding this. A person like David HaMelech, think about it. The greatest people of the previous generations would sit at the end of the year, they say the Gra would calculate how many minutes of Bittul Torah he had that year. I don't know, it's beyond my understanding to calculate minutes of Bittul Torah for a year. Now that's the Gra. And the Gra didn't come close to David HaMelech. So yes, David HaMelech is on the level where David HaMelech is, he can be confident that on his level, God is with him. Yeah, David HaMelech is one of the four legs. David HaMelech represents eternal strengths of the Jewish people. So yeah, David HaMelech can say that, just like Avram can say, Yitzhak, Yaakov. The people are up there. On our level, we have to be cautious. We have to think, hey, wait a second, there are so many things this could be payback for. What confidence can I have? I have confidence in the fact that I have a long list of debt. There are a lot of things I need payback for, so what confidence can I have? I think in an empirical sense, yes, this definitely has a message for us. But we have to know where we stand, where our level is.
What else that Hashem expects from us?
Okay, but are we living up to that expectation? I'm not saying we have to be David, we have to be ourselves. Okay.